Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Izzy Goldstein. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Izzy Goldstein. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak takes first base on ball four. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into left field. Vosmak picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vosmak. Davis scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. Stone moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Jack Russell now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to home to get Stone. Webb moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Webb moves to third. Rogel moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Rogel scores. Schubel moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Izzy Goldstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldstein hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Davis catches it and steps on first to double up Burnett. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goldstein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmek moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmek scores. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schubel hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Izzy Goldstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldstein hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis throws to second for one, and Rogel throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Porter moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goldstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball towards center. Walker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walker. Morgan moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to third. Com moves to second. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Russell for the out. Myatt scores. Com moves to third. Cecil moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webb strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burnett. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schubel takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Russell. Schubel moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett takes first base on ball 4. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to home to get Schubel. Hoxett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoxett moves to third. Davis moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Kom moves to third. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Jack Russell. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schubel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Webb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Webb. Averill goes all the way around to score. Vosmick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan is walked intentionally. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Glenn Myatt. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Lawrence pinch runs for Ray Hayworth. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hogsett strikes out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawrence moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Lawrence moves to third. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Gehringer moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawrence scores. Gehringer moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.